And as a server, you know your responsibilities, you know your duties, you know as soon as you clock in, you gotta do what you do. But I was working with some teenagers at the time, and as soon as they clocked in, they wasn't ready to work. They just wanted to lounge around. And they just didn't want to do nothing. So that made the manager have to come out of their office and monitor everybody and tell everybody what to do and do this and do that. And it's a frustrating thing. Mm-hmm. But the key thing is, he wouldn't have to do that if people actually did what they were supposed to do. And that's the same thing with God. Even though his rebuke is very much needed, and he chastises us because he loves us, he wouldn't get on us if we did what he told us to do the first time. Amen. If God is constantly telling you the same instructions every month, every year, then that means you're not paying attention. And a lot of people, you know, especially how I grew up, we made it so spiritual and so dramatic saying yes to God. But have you really said yes if he has to continue to push you to do what he told you to do in the first place? Ouch. Man, what I'm telling you, when I was preparing this message, I said, oh, this is a good old-fashioned rebuke from God. I mean, he was just whooping me. I was not really ready to work, and someone has to tell you to do it. If you really want to work, then just do it. All right, point number two, which made it just a little bit lighter. He just hit me right on. Point number two, something else that we can take notice of at the end. You don't work because of your who, but because of your why. Let me say that one more time. You don't work because of your who, but because of your why. Now, what does that mean? When I'm referring to who, I'm referring to people. You don't work because of people. You don't work because people want you to be there, or people like you, or people think you should do this job, or people think that you're really good at this. Because if you work because of people, you'll lose every time.
Yes, sir.
But you have to learn how to work because of your why. What is your why? The reason that you was born.
Amen.
That's called purpose. You don't work based on your gifts. You work based on your purpose. And I think the reason why a lot of people experience burnout is because they're not working through purpose. Because if you're working through purpose, God will give you power to work. But what is your why? God told Jeremiah, he was having a conversation. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, he said, I already ordained you to be a prophet to the nations.
Yeah.
The reason why Jeremiah's whole existence was to be a prophet. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know the reason why he was born? Do you know the reason why he was born? Not a cliche, not, oh, I think I know, not because I took a gifted test at www.giftedtest.com or somebody handed me something so I could do. Do you really know the reason why he was born? And I think that is a question that we really have to ponder on, is because the reason why things are not advancing the way that it needs to do in the kingdom, it's because people are not living in purpose. And the reason why they're not living in purpose is because they don't know why they were born. Because when you know why you were born, that goes back to your identity. And I believe we are in a time of an identity crisis.
Yeah.
And not only identity crisis, the enemy is literally attacking the identity of God's people. About a few weeks ago, I'm going to be transparent, I literally almost said I'm done. Because I'm in a process with God, I'm in a healing process, and sometimes when you're trying to heal, you don't want to sit in the process. And sometimes when you look at the process, it's just like, do I really have purpose? Do I really have purpose? So I said to myself, you know what? Maybe if I just put that in mind, maybe I won't finish the program. Just maybe. I was living in a state of imposter syndrome. Meaning imposter syndrome, pulling out the psychology textbook, is that when you fear the ability to succeed because you feel like you're a fraud.
Yeah.
You are literally robbing yourself of who you can become. So that was one of the, you don't work because of your who, but because of your why. And that's why the ants are so effective, is because they literally, as soon as they born, they take some time, evolve, and they get straight to work. They don't have to put a timesheet in. They don't have to fill out an application. It's because it's in them. When something is in you, it doesn't take long for you to master it.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's easy for me to say, I'm gonna become a social worker. Even though I'm going to school for it, I have the qualities of one in me. The reason why I have the ability to be a good counselor is because I've done it my whole life. I didn't know what it was, but it was in me. And each of you, there is a personality assigned to the purpose that God has given you. It's in you. So all you have to do is walk it out. We've made it hard to see, like, I can't see myself doing this. I can't see myself doing that. Why not? It's in you. You just haven't recognized it yet. And so, going forward, studying the roles of the ants, this is very interesting. I didn't know this. Did you know that majority of ants, worker ants, are female?
Yes.
That's a message within itself, but that's not my turn. I'll throw that to somebody else. But there are different roles of ants, and when I began to study the type of different roles and structures that they did, it kind of reminded me of fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry gifts, the administrative gifts, the healing gifts, the deliverance gifts. And so the first ant I want to identify is the queen ant. And her role is to make sure that the ant production still happens. She's the one that lays the eggs. When the queen of the colony dies, the colony can only survive a few months. Queens are rarely replaced, and the workers are not able to reproduce. That's her only responsibility. The queen ants, aka that apostle, the apostolic fellow. One of the main jobs and the functions of those that carry that apostolic grace is to birth. They help establish. They establish your life, they establish your gift, and they also establish churches and networks and things of that nature. And that's the queen's ant's responsibility. Without her, there are no worker ants. Because without something to maintain, there's no purpose for them. And so everybody is not a queen ant. Matter of fact, there is one in every colony. And so, and the beautiful part about it is because she knows what she is, and she knows what she's supposed to be doing. Everything flows naturally for her. They feed her, they give her everything that she needs, and only her responsibility is to produce. The other type of ants that I want to bring up is the female worker ants. They help maintain the colony. They help maintain the colony. They help defend the eggs. They help search and gather to get food. And any type of trash that needs to get discarded, they get rid of it. I just described so many different gifts, especially in this room. Some people are called to defend the eggs. They have to protect the production, the defenders. Some people, they're called to get rid of the trash. So the things that people don't want to deal with, that's what they're called to do. like us. A lot of people, they don't want to walk people through deliverance. They don't want to see demons cast it out. But when you know your role, you do it well. And everything that I have just described with a worker ant, they do everything well. Why? Because that's what they're supposed to do. They're not worried about what anybody else is doing. They stick to what they know, and they do it well. You got to learn how to steward everything that God has given you. Amen. And just because your gift doesn't look like your brother's gift, that doesn't mean that your gift is any less. Amen. Just because, you know, I can write poetry, but I can't do it effectively and efficiently like Matt. I can't. I would probably go crazy trying to remember a poem for like 8 minutes. I got a camera phone. Nice little iPhone that somebody made me buy. But I'm not good at photography. The things that he noticed when he takes pictures, I don't notice. And that makes a difference. It really makes a difference. So I'm saying you gotta work what you know well. Now, this last thing, which kind of made me sad a little bit. Is the mailman, and man, I'm sorry, but the only role is to reproduce with the queen and die. They do what they do, and then they die. And I was like, man, that sucks. It really sucks. Like, could you imagine just living, and then it's like, hey, I'm just here to help reproduce, and then I'm gone. See y'all, I'm out here. But it really made me think of something. It really made me think of something that I had to just want to sit and ponder. If you was to die right now, would you have fulfilled your purpose? I'm going to say it one more time. If you would die right now, if today was your last day on earth, would you have fulfilled your purpose? Everything that God has called you to do, you got the dreams, you got the visions, you got the prophetic word. He wakes you up, he talks with you, he shows you. But because you just don't want to do it, you didn't do it, and today was your last day, would you die empty? We say all the time, Lord, you know, fill me up, God, fill me up, Lord, fill me up with your presence, fill me up with your power. But have you emptied yourself out as a vessel for him to fill you again? And I asked myself this question, you know, Isaiah, if he was to die right now, would you have your purpose fulfilled? And honestly, I have to say no. Because I have stopped myself to reach a purpose. If you didn't know you can do that, you can. You are stopping the production of the colony. Because the colony is not just built on one gift, one purpose, one end. They all work together. Okay. And so when God was dealing with me about this, it's like, all right. I was like, okay. He's like, Isaiah, just do it. No more excuses. No more telling yourself, oh, I can't wait on that. What if you can't? What if literally you doing what God has called you to do is literally the bridge of life to death for somebody else?
Yeah. Always.
I would never forget is when the church that I grew up in, I was shut down as a prophetic voice. And I said, I would never prophesy again. Went to another church. I was still kind of not really doing it. And I'll never forget, I was prophesied to somebody, and it literally saved their life. Insecurity, self-doubt, shame and condemnation,
self-sabotage.
It's time for us to rise up out of that. Because you got places to go, you got people to meet, you got souls that need to be saved. And I truly believe, and it kind of frustrates me, because we're living in a time of so much fear in the body of Christ. So much fear. And the reason why there's so much fear is because we are not being the hope that people need to see. Because we refuse to do what God has called us to do.
Yes.
Talking to myself. Talking about a conversation I had with God. I was like, my God, don't you know? I still struggle with this, this, and this. He said, yeah. But just do it. Mm-hmm. But God, I don't see myself the way that you perceive me or people think that I am. I know. Just do it.
Yeah.
God, it legit does not make sense. I know. Just do it.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo! Yes,
God. You know, woo! If I do this, woo! What will be the response? Woo! I know, but just do it.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because you're looking at it in a different lens than He is.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
When God gives you instructions, you keep trying to look at the plot holes, but it's a full story.
That
was good, God. That was good. You keep looking at the potholes, trying to figure out, okay, A doesn't look like, how is A supposed to look like B? B supposed to look like C? It doesn't look like anything.
Yes, God.
I was like, that's all right. Just go by my first set of instructions, then it will make sense along the way. Joseph, in the closing of Genesis 50, he finally realized something. He told his brothers. He said, you didn't put me everything that I went through. Being lied on, my name being slandered, thrown in the pit, thrown in prison, being forgotten. He's like, that didn't just happen just because you didn't like me. But it was preparation for me to get here so I could be the breakthrough and the savior of the family. I was sent here to preserve the people of God. Don't mistake a season where it doesn't make sense because it's preparation for what God told you in the beginning. It's preparation for your purpose. It's preparation for the plan that He has for you. And so, in closing, I told y'all I wasn't going to be for y'all long. Because it's simple. Just do it. Whatever God has called you to do, just do it. Not only ministry wise, but there are some career moves. And now I sense we're moving into prophetically. There are career moves that I believe that we all, the four of us are about to go into, that's going to be scary, and it may surprise you, but if God is leading it, don't fight His direction.
Amen.
So simply, y'all, from what we can learn from the ants, just do it. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's clap our hands and thank the Lord for the message. And let's thank God for the messenger. Amen. Today,